I like challenges. When I was 8, my parents got a new computer. Or rather, it was a used computer from my relatives. And if I remember correctly, it was a Pentium 3, a compact Presario. So it had Windows 98 running on it. And I, like any other child would, I started playing a lot of computer games on it. So my parents weren't happy and they put a password on it. I didn't want to let a password get in my way, so I went to the library, picked up some books about Windows, and after some reading, I discovered that the CD that was attached to most Windows 98 manuals in the library allows you to reset the password if you just put the CD in, mount the registry, and change certain values. So I did that, and I kind of like got unfettered access to the computer without my parents knowing. So I guess what started out as a playful endeavor ultimately evolved into a serious one. Because at that point in time, I didn't really know how a computer worked. And it was kind of astonishing that you can just change your password like that. So I guess that's what sparked my curiosity. And then I started discovering more things, you know, as I moved on. to this day, they still don't know that I've found a way around, you know, that password mechanism that they put. Competitions are like a fun way to test myself. I don't usually go into a competition thinking like, oh, I developed some sort of game plan to win the first prize. My networking instructor told me about this competition called Cisco NetWriters. At my polytechnic, it was a 2 weeks course with a test at the end. It was kind of like a 2 week intensive course where you would just spend, I don't know, around 6 to 7 hours a day just going at it. I mean, I went in looking to improve my skill set because I went in without the mentality of like wanting to win. Like I just went in with the mentality of like, you know, doing my best and just, I guess, testing my abilities. So there wasn't really a pressure on myself to win, but as it turns out, my teammate and I, we won the Cisco NetWriters Singapore competition. Before I entered Polytechnic, it was a really strong interest. But once I did competitions or once I attended Networking Academy, as well as the Cisco NetWriters competition, that strong interest evolved into a passion. And from that moment onwards, I realized, you know, that this is the career path that I want to take. This is what I want to do for the rest of my life. After my polytechnic education, I wanted to further my studies with regards to computer science and engineering. I was supposed to go to University of Washington in Seattle. And then subsequently, I got accepted into Carnegie Mellon. And I thought, you know, MIT was one of the few schools that's a powerhouse in this area. So I decided to apply. And competitions like NetWriters. Before that, I didn't really think about applying here because I didn't think I would stand a chance. But I'm glad I did try. I ended up getting in.